Of course, many Syrians aren't staying in Lebanon, or Turkey for that matter. They're still trying to get to Europe, even though European countries are shutting their doors. The Syrians pay smugglers to pack them onto flimsy rubber boats crossing from Turkey to Greece. When this was happening over the summer on the Greek island of Kos, you began to see a surreal image. People in bikinis sunning themselves as refugees in life jackets struggled to get ashore. Two worlds colliding. That's what German photographer Jörg Brueggemann witnessed when he traveled to Kos this summer.
The thing with the tourists is that I guess a lot of them were actually already considering canceling their holiday because Kos was so big on the news. But a refugee crisis is not like a nature catastrophe, a reason to cancel your holiday and get your money back. So a lot of people stayed with their booked holiday and went there, and they obviously knew what was going on.
Some of the tourists Brueggemann met ended up spending their vacation helping refugees, distributing food and clothing. But he also says he spoke with others who just completely ignored what was going on. So Brueggemann published a series of photos from Kos called Tourist versus Refugees.
So it's this really strange situation everyone is in, and everyone is kind of confronted with the life of the other in public space in this even more obscure situation of a holiday island, which is already like kind of out of everyday life, obviously, you know, because it's like trying to be a paradise, trying to pretend to be a paradise, and then people in a almost biblical way coming over with like rubber boats and being happy to land on the beach.
We've all seen those harrowing pictures of refugees landing on the beach, some of them on the shores of Kos and nearby Lesbos. For Brueggemann, those images are important, but he worries that people looking at them are beginning to lose a sense of empathy. He wanted to find another way to tell this story.
Getting the idea of the tourist into that series for me was in that sense important because it makes it possible for the viewer to relate to that whole story again. It kind of like drags you in because you could be that tourist, right? You could be these people that like middle class people that go to Greece for 2 weeks to have their holiday. I mean, I could be that. And all of a sudden you feel related to that story and you see, you know, how they react to what they see on that island. And I feel that gets a lot more personal, or I hope at least that it gets a lot more personal through that. And that was probably the one thing that was most important to me.
And there's another piece of this picture. Greece is struggling and desperately needs tourists. So let's say you're a tourist planning a holiday on Kos. Would you decide to cancel because it seems callous to lie on the beach as refugees land on the shore? Or would you go enjoy your vacation with the idea that you're at least in some small way helping Greece's economy? An interesting question, and we'd like to know what you think. Head over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/PRI the World and give us your thoughts. And you can see some of Brueggemann's pictures there as well.